Always gotta clap. Every time. I always clap, like, let's go. Here we go. Welcome, guys. This is episode 3 of Level Up Lounge. Today, we're going to be talking about handhelds just because of the recently released Switch 2. It's been out for about a couple weeks. Then the new Xbox ROG handheld was shown off a few weeks ago at the Xbox Showcase. So I feel like it would be a good opportunity to talk about a little handhelds and get a little nostalgia feeling for me in particular. Maybe a little bit for Jimmy, but we'll find out.
And also it gives a opening for other topics later down the line.
Oh yeah. We'll go down rabbit holes. Just like, for example, we didn't even start recording because we were too busy opening Final Fantasy Magic cards. Because we're a bunch of nerds. But yeah, right now the Switch 2 has been out for a couple of weeks. Neither of us has planned on buying one anytime soon.
No.
There's many reasons why we're not planning on buying one. But honestly, the reason we're not buying them, one, it's pretty expensive for a handheld, but also at the same time, it's just the next gen of a console for Nintendo. Nothing's wrong with that. But
yeah, it's just the same game.
They
don't branch out very much.
Well, it's because it still sells. The console still sells. People like the portability. Is that the word I'm looking for? The grab and go console.
In a way, yes.
That's the main target thing. But I think it would have sold better if they had a better choice of a game on release than Mario Kart World. I know. Was it the Wii U, or was it the? Yeah, was it the Wii U that Mario 8 came out? Mario Kart 8 came out, I think?
I don't know.
I think so. And then you had the Switch that released, and it released one of probably one of the best games of all time, Zelda Breath of the Wild. Now, I feel like they would have did even better. I mean, as far as I know, it has sold pretty decent. I just feel like it would have done a lot better for, like, me, push me further to buy the console if a better game released day one with it. It honestly has not pushed me to even buy it for the new Pokemon A to Z. That's just, I don't know, it just, I think it might be just a I sound like a broken record, but I think it's just the same thing as the Switch 1. I think it's gonna sell well. It's gonna have games down the road. It's gonna release. It's gonna push its limits. Nintendo's gonna push its limits to the console and drive it into the ground until their massive next platform or system.
Yeah, for most part, they've tried doing console, did not work for them. So they've stuck with can do and have done well for X amount of long years and in handhelds. So just they're kind of doing what the consoles have always done. It's next gen, pretty much almost the same stuff, maybe a few different features, but same thing, and move on. The downside is to it though, is like I said, they're sticklers to sticking to very set only ones. It makes it very limited, and I know other games are trying to go to it, like how Cyberpunk went to it, Skyrim and stuff like that, but
Skyrim was for Switch 1, which I don't know why that ever went on that system. Cyberpunk, for the most part, I think it runs just okay. I mean, it's not mind-blowing, but also Cyberpunk's been out for whatever, but I mean, there's some good things about the Switch. I mean, I'm hearing the features on it's cool. The downside is some of the games people are mad about because it's not a physical game. It's a key, and you have to, like, you know, download it, and it's on your console, wherever.
I did see that you can still, like you do with physicals, you can sell them, and all.
Yeah.
And people can, they just have to
re-download. Yeah, like Cyberpunk 2, or Cyberpunk was the game I was telling you, was it like last week or something, or week before, that it's all on the cartridge. It's a full game on the cartridge. But what sucks is you gotta do it with any game nowadays for physical on console. You put the disc in or cartridge, you gotta download it, whatever, blah blah blah, then you play it. But if you take the disc out or the cartridge, you can't play it. Well, that's the one thing I think is kind of dumb. I feel like if you're doing all that process and downloading whatever it is, I feel like you should still continue to play the game.
Yeah, I was meaning with the digital key card things or whatever, that you could still do the same thing as a physical one. It's just it's only the key card. Oh. You got to make sure you have everything with it to install it or whatever the weird process for it is. I don't know. I like digital, but at the same time, I don't like digital.
Plus, like, my viral TikTok video, like, I wasn't bashing the emulation process. Like, I'm not, I mean, yes, I think there is a process to being able to emulate or using ROMs. I think you should own the game physically and to allow yourself to do that. I think it's just a me thing of I feel guilty of not owning a game and downloading something and playing it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm paying for a service, like, for example, Xbox Game Pass, I'm paying for a service that allows me to play their games without owning them, you know? But, like, I feel like me owning the games and then using a ROM and on an emulator, I feel more in tune with my gaming soul, I guess. But I don't think people understand, like, a lot of people like having physical copies, regardless if we're in this new generation of gaming and it's harder to find physical copies. There are going to be physical copy people who want it for their collection. We have someone that is part of our, comes in our streams all the time. He likes collecting physical copies too. And there was one game that he was kind of disappointed that he won't be able to collect it. Because it won't be physical, it was only going to be digital or something, or like the something. It was along that lines, and that's why I brought up the emulation, the game preservation, everything. But that topic's for another time. I don't think the console's going to be a dead handheld or anything like that. No. I think it's just the game limitations that they have, and the option of what they did for previous games that you own. So, for example, if you had Breath of the Wild, Tears of the Kingdom, any other Nintendo like exclusive, and you wanted to play on the newer hardware, you had to pay that like $10 upgrade per game to play it at a higher resolution, not higher resolution or higher frame rate, which is that was stuff. I think that should be free. That should be free. If I put in Tears of the Kingdom and Switch 2, I think I should have that free.
I say if that or it just doesn't work. It's like you go back and to the old styles Game Boy, try to put a SP version in or whatever, or Advance it was. It's not going to work. Simple as that. Just like make it work or...
Yeah, but it's the fact that you
gotta pay that extra
pay the cost. Extra money when you own the game already, and you own the new hardware system. I think it should just be granted.
Yeah, but they're testing waters just like people are doing with upping the cost for brand new games.
But what I've heard also, people can correct me wrong. If you guys listen and watch this, it should be posted anywhere like YouTube. You can always drop a comment. For as I know, if you have the Nintendo membership, like the online membership, that allows you to do the emulations, the GameCube emulation, the Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color stuff, you should be able to get that service for free for, like, that upgrade thing to play a higher resolution or frame rate of, like, Tears of the Kingdom stuff. I think you're granted that for free with that membership. As far as I know, I mean, it is a weird deal with Nintendo. I think they're getting positive and negatives all around. Even if you're a fanboy of Nintendo, I think you're still bashing it. Not bashing it. I think you're giving some negative feedbacks, which I think everybody would agree on at some certain point of it. But yeah. It's just the process of gaming. A lot of people, like, for example, like the PS5 stuff, people were mad, oh, it's going to be a digital-only console, and then there was only going to be a physical one, but then you could actually buy the disc drive portion, whatever. Same goes with the Xbox. Like, they were doing a digital version and then a physical version of them. I think we're going to be in a position that we'll have both for a little bit, but I feel like we're narrowing down in time of no physical copy of stuff.
Nice. For X amount of years, then it'll come back where we're kind of like how records came back. And
it's true, yeah. So it's like that circle of life of gaming.
I don't see it ever being fully gone, but going away from it more, yes.
Well, and also, it kind of leads into the next thing of the Xbox showing off their new handheld that they're going to come out with. And I believe it's rumored to come out in, like, it's
supposed to be holiday of this year.
Holiday of this year.
That's what their site says.
Yeah, that's what the site said. It's not rumored, sorry. But there are rumored prices of, it could be range from anywhere from about $700 to $1,000. Which completely makes sense, because currently the regular ROG Allies cost $650 to $1,000. And that's just depending on which version you get. The one that has less memory, less RAM, etc. One has a certain size. They all have the same size screen, same processor. I believe the same battery life. To be honest, I think the price is equivalent to the previous one. It's gonna be better. It's gonna have a better screen. It's gonna have better everything. Personally, I see myself buying this before buying a Switch, just because I utilize that Game Pass so often.
Yeah.
And if I'm able to access my Steam store, or my Steam account or whatever on it, I can play any game off of it probably.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's, like, I could go upstairs and be like, oh, we were just talking about purchasing Final Fantasy 5 and 6 or whatever. I could just go to Steam, download the game, play it on that ROG Ally, and then go upstairs and just chill.
Just lay on the couch.
I know.
I see
myself buying one of these more than the Switch.
I told you that I haven't done a handheld one since SP, and nothing's really caught my eye saying, hey, there's games for this, where the Switch kind of did a little bit with the Pokemons, but I'm like, it's still teeter-totter just for that, but
Pokemon, I assure you, from someone who's played all the Pokemon games, they're just not the same as, like, me putting in Fire Red or Ruby or Gold. It's just, they don't hit the, to me, it doesn't hit the same, but I think it's like, the last time I got that feeling of a Pokemon game was Pokemon Arceus.
Yeah, I've seen a little
bit. And I thoroughly enjoyed it, but that was a year that I literally had my son. Yeah, the first year of his life, I guess. And I wasn't streaming, so I was like, I was enjoying it, taking it slow, enjoying every bit without having to worry about streaming or anything. But I'm at a point in my life, like, I don't care what I'm playing on stream, and if I'm continuing the game off stream, so be it.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, the the only other newer handheld console you were honestly debating on getting would be like a Steam Deck.
Yeah.
And that's like,
because I got all my games on there.
That's like,
and that's why this is kind of like, hello, okay, doing the Xbox Game Pass like you said, so it's got all those different features. Heck, I wanted to play Diablo, it could do that.
Battle.net.
But it got that on there. I don't know if I would really go back to some more enjoying Path of Exile instead, or Last Epoch. But
even if we didn't go use the Battle.net, we can still just download it on the Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah, so it's
this is such a good opportunity, which I think it's gonna open up that kind of handheld. There's different variations of handhelds. You have the Steam Deck, and you're gonna have the ROG, the Xbox ROG. They're gonna be doing like the heavy handling of gaming. I feel you can still play your first person shooters. I think like Cyberpunk or, example, basically any game on the Steam, anything on the Game Pass. I think that showcase said everything was going to be able to be playable on every platform and anywhere. Yeah. So like Clockwork Revolution, stinking debated Black Ops 7 can be played on that handheld.
Yeah,
is crazy.
So
I think it's going to be a fighting war between Steam Deck and that new ROG.
Well, no, I see them being what they are, but with this LA, I think this is pretty much, we just got to see more, see when it comes out, see how it really performs and all that with others. It's probably the next stage to push everybody else, going, okay, we're doing this now. Now you got to step up and do the same or do better, because this has got a lot of different ones all in one. So like PlayStation on them, they want to compete with that. They're going to figure something, because their exclusives ain't going to cut it no more. That's, I've noticed a lot of PlayStation players are even complaining about that. It's like, dude, this, no.
Well, that's a thing. Like, I think they're upset because they thought they were getting a handheld, but it was a handheld, but has to be in the limitations of the same home or connection of the same PS5, which I think it was a great idea. It was, to that point, it was a great idea. It just needed to be its own handheld console, yeah. Not like a screen that you can, what is it called? There's PlayStation Now, or what is it called? I don't know. It's sort of like the Steam Remote Play. It was just a Remote Play handheld thing. Also, if it betters you on the handheld or just in general for Xbox, they're having a multi-year deal with AMD for all their platforms, and that's including for the new handheld. So I feel like,
I think it was the Ryzen 7 series, I think, is what's going to be in it.
No, the handheld is called the Z2, the Z2, AMD Z2.
Yeah, but I think that's what series grouping it's in, or something, I don't know.
Oh.
I'd have to look into it more. But, yeah,
I mean, that's fine. I mean, that's acceptable, I guess.
Yeah, well, like I said, to me, this is pretty much the next evolution of handhelds. As of what it looks like, again, it's going to be a wait for it to come out and actually see others' reviews, what other people are showing, seeing how it really performs, but at least how they described it and the concepts, it really gives a big push up the ladder of what could be done.
I might just give you guys my own review. I'll buy one. See, I'm joking. I'm actually more serious of buying the Xbox ROG Ally than a Switch 2. Like, I love playing Nintendo games, but like, there's nothing that it's pushing me. Like, the Pokemon game doesn't look, it's set into a town that I wasn't a fan of that generation of Pokemon. Of course, my favorite evolution line of Pokemon is coming back to be the start part of the starting squad. Odile.
Yeah, then, but you never know, they may do it where it goes to the first switch as well, too, just because the same cartridges for the most part.
Yeah, but it's not gonna. I want to feel the progression of the system, like the hardware kicking in. Like, I want to see the progression of, like, the Switch 2 is this much better than the Switch 1.
Yeah, but...
And also, I'm in a point where I've seen so much stuff happen to the Switch 2 of, like, internet has, like, banned your console in your account or whatever, and I'm like, I'll let everything get first the rest of the year, let it get smoothed over, get all the fine-tuning fixed. Because I just can't buy a console and then I expect it to be bricked and I have to send it in and they debate about it if it's going to cost me, if I have to pay the money or they have to, it's on them.
Yeah.
So they're in a position where I think I'm going to wait and I have better luck on the other handhelds.
Better also to wait until there's other games. You don't want to get it just for one single game.
No, never do. Never do.
And that's...
That's why it took me how long to get the Switch 1?
That's why I thought about it, other than my son wanting it, which would be the other reason for me getting the 1. I'm not paying for the 2 because there's... Right now, in my eyes, there's just no point. But that's
to
just
me, in my eyes, even though there's a lot of other games, there's only one game, technically. I count day one, like, exclusive to, like, Switch 2, and that's Mario Kart World. Now, when, like, Donkey Kong, and then, like, another Pokemon game, and then the new From Software Dark Souls-like game comes out, that's gonna be cool, because it's exclusively only for the Switch 2. I think that's when, like, the Switch 2 is gonna be it's gonna be worth buying, but right now, to me, it's not.
You hope, or it's gonna be a shot in the water and miss. I don't know until it comes and we see.
Yeah. So,
it's a segment, but...
And you've already touched on the next stuff that we were talking about. Like, are these two handhelds gonna be the pushing of other companies to make a better actual handheld, for example, for a better... Like, is Steam gonna make a better Steam Deck? Is PlayStation actually gonna make a handheld that's not a, like, just a portable screen with needing Wi-Fi, or that's only remote use? Of course, yeah. That's the point of the gaming industry. Every company tries to push one another in certain aspects. So, like, Xbox, of course, knew the Switch 2 was coming out, so they were like, okay, we'll start working on our own handheld. But then we buddied up with another company that already knows how to do that, but we want to pay you to give the gamers more options of playing more games.
Well, they've stepped back after PlayStation has dominated the gaming field for ratings and all that, with how performance and stuff, whatever, for years now, and they've stepped back and go, okay, can we do this? And they decided on the more route of just sharing with everybody. That's why all their exclusive pretty much done. And it's a dramatic, pretty much positive form. And that's even going towards the PlayStation community, because they're getting all that stuff. They don't have to have the multiple consoles just to play other games like how it's been for however many years now. So it's definitely a different route, but it's also a different positive route for it. So, like, Steam Deck, I don't really see them pushing more for a new
handheld. It might be like a next year thing.
Well, maybe, but my thing is, I don't see them really doing that when they can work more with Xbox, since they're already doing that, and just integrate what they had ideas and just meld it all together. And if PlayStation ever comes around, they can split there and work with both.
So I did not think of this or even put this on here. Xbox is going to allow PlayStation games to be played on their handheld, if it is somehow possible. For example, Steam has, what, Days Gone, God of War games.
Last of Us.
We just talked about it.
Horizon
Forbidden West and Horizon 1. Those games are on Steam. Is that an Xbox handheld going to be able to play those games?
I could. How it shows, yes. I say it's all Steam-based, so...
Right, but there can be limitations. Sony can put limitations.
I guarantee you they do that. That's going to kill them.
That will kill them. That's one thing I did not even think about. But I think if that is possible, Sony might not even ever make a handheld.
Because look at Helldivers 2. Oh, all the crap that went on with the regional thing because of PlayStation and all that. And now they're going to be working, be switching where those region locks are gone after over a year. And pretty much that community went from the ceiling to almost floor level at this point. No, yes, there's a lot like of
6 feet under.
No, there's still a lot of people that play it, but it's nowhere like it was. And it's because they waited for so long to finally think, okay, maybe we really should have kept it this way and not did all that. And it shot everybody enjoyed it. I mean, a great game to the ground. Yes, it's still played just like many others, but it's nowhere where it was close to at peak time.
Right. That'd be cool. Like, if you're able to play the PlayStation games through the Steam, through the Xbox handheld. I don't know how to feel about it. I think it's the right choice to do. I think that's how it should be. But the same thing, I don't think it will push Sony or PlayStation to make their own handhelds.
I can see it doing it down the line. Because
if they do,
they're biting our hand multiple times, many times, trying to figure out why this is going wrong, this is going wrong, so going right, and they're getting offers to, work with us, work with this, and they want to try to somewhat do like Nintendo and be standalone. That for a big company, that's hard to do.
Yeah, what's crazy is they've had a lot of success with the PSP. And then the PSP Vita, they did not market it. It could have sold very, very well, and did very well, but they never marketed it well. They just like, we're making this, and here we go. They were honestly ahead of their times with the handheld gaming, and they didn't realize it, and they just dropped it, and they moved on with regular consoles.
Oh, they could come back, but.
They
gotta make some right choices.
They gotta make some real right choices, which I don't know what that's gonna be. Only time will tell on that. Talking about handhelds and like all the nostalgia ones, for example, I've just stated the PSP and like PSP Vita. What were your top three handhelds and why? If you don't have three, it's all good.
I'd say not because really.
You have not played as many as I have.
Well, for the most part, it's just because I just had this or that, and I enjoyed more. And I'd say if I go with handhelds, for the most part that I played the most, I can at least say, and I can say enjoy the best was for the SP. And that's just because, like the Advance, it had the backlight and everything, so you didn't have to have a million different things to play at night or whatever. So it helped. It kept a good charge for the most part. And I had never had too much issues with it compared to a lot of things these days now.
I have a little stories, I guess, to say with my SP. My number one, I will be able to give you my top three. Number one for me is the Game Boy SP. I've owned three. My first one. Is the version I have now is the dark blue. which my sister-in-law had gave it to me. It was nice of her because it was the original one I had. What's funny is it has FireRed in it, which is funny is because one morning I woke up to get ready for school and I had extra time, so I was going to play on it for a bit. I lost a gym battle or something, and I got mad and snapped it in half. That was me with my first actual like rage in breaking something. I snapped at the Game Boy SP in half. And that whole day of school, I was, yeah. And then my parents were like, why aren't you playing your Game Boy? I was like, well, I got mad the other day, I broke it. Yep, that was fun. Got grounded after telling the truth. And yeah. Then my second one, complete accident. I got a new one for Christmas or birthday, one or the other. I had it left in my... Actually, no, I've only owned two. I only own two, I think. I'm pretty sure just two. I've left it in my coat jacket, and me and my mom had to go do laundry at the laundromat. It got washed. What's funny is it came out, and it turned on just fine. I was like, oh, we're golden. We'll just take the game out, open it up, just sit there and let it dry for, like, the whole next couple days. Next day, did not turn on. What the crap?
It fooled you.
Then had to wait a few months because this is the era of gaming. It's like us gamers didn't in that era didn't really. We knew that we had to be patient, and our families didn't have money that much money, so we had to wait to get the battery replaced. Then after that, I don't know what happened to it. After that, I will be honest. I don't know what happened to that as Game Boy SP. And then finally, a couple of years ago, got my OG one, that dark indigo blue, the backlight. Man, that is the best handheld. Number two is probably going to be... It's going to be the PSP. The original PSP, whatever, the 1000 series, whatever. I remember it wasn't really mine. It was my dad's, but I was able to play it as much as I wanted. I remember we got it at FYE the year it released in the mall. And, man, if you remember our mall, you know where Earthbound is and where... American Eagle, and there's another store there.
Yeah.
Original FYE was right in that middle spot. So I remember us walking in there. My dad already had it pre-ordered. He had a huge discount because he worked for Sony at the time. Walked in, got the PSP. It came with a Spider-Man 2 movie, or Spider-Man 1. I think it was Spider-Man 2. And we got Twisted Metal. Then I think a few years later, I was able to own my own. I played a lot of racing games. Played WWE games. I can't remember a lot of other stuff. But that handheld was so ahead of its time. Like, you can go on the internet. You can listen to music on it. It was ahead of its time. You could watch movies still on it. We need another PSP. Sony, you need to make another PSP. I think I will definitely buy it. My third favorite handheld, is probably going to be the Switch. Or if it's not the Switch, it's my phone. No, it's definitely the Switch. I played a lot of games on it, but I mean, sucks is, I don't know. Should I count that as a handheld? Because I played most of my games more less off handheld on that.
Yeah, I can count it as a handheld. Because the Switch is handheld, so.
Yeah, but I feel like I played more of my games not in that version. Oh, man. Yeah. First Switch is my third game. Or third handheld. Reason for all these, they just, I don't know, they spark different interests at different moments in life, I guess. Top five handheld games that we played, it's our top favorite, I guess. I mean, for me, it's super simple. Probably four of those games are going to be Pokemon games.
I'd say, yeah, Pokemon.
It has to be a lot of Pokemon games. Just because I spent a lot more time playing those. I mean, yet
what we had.
I mean, I played every single Pokemon game. And what really inspired me and started playing, I'm going to have to put it on there, is Pokemon Blue. Pokemon Blue isn't number one, but it's what started me playing Pokemon games, because I borrowed it from a good friend of my family. But I borrowed it like a whole summer. And then I was able to play Pokemon Gold. It's probably one of my next picks. And Pokemon Fire Red is one of my others. And Pokemon Ruby. All those are favorites certain times. I mean, Fire Red and Ruby. My sister would always get the opposite one. And we were able to trade, battle each other. It was cool. And also, it's fun because I was, I guess, sharing those moments with my sister. Even though she wasn't like a hardcore gamer, she'd rather be doing something else. But it was nice to be able to do those opportunities of trading and battling and such.
Well, and it gave you ones that you can't get for that version, which also sucked.
Which down the road, I did get Emerald and stuff like that. What sucks is I can't say just five, but like Pokemon, when I think of handheld, it's just Pokemon. That's all it is. I'm not a huge Mario fan.
No.
Sorry. Back then, I wasn't even a huge Zelda fan. I will throw Zelda Tears of the Kingdom at one of my spots, probably number five, just because it is a fantastic game. And I put then two Zelda games at number five-ish. The others, Pokemon, I put a lot more time in any of those. Just a single Pokemon game, I put more time into both those Zelda games put together. I also do love Pokemon Soul Silver. But that was like Pokemon 2, Pokemon DS. Is yours the same, probably?
Pretty much, because I primarily just did the Pokemons. I did one Yu-Gi-Oh game. Really don't remember what it was called.
There's some good Yu-Gi-Oh games. Man, there's some good Dragon Ball games.
I did the Dragon Ball Z ones. And every now and again, we'd go back to the Final Fantasy 1 or 2 playing on there.
With Final Fantasy Tactics?
I don't think that was on
Game Boy Advance.
That was PlayStation 1.
You can play on Game Boy Advance.
Well, I think that was later on that they brought it to that.
A fan favorite.
I never played it on handhelds because, well, I had it for the console, so. There we go. But yeah, mine primarily was just playing. Most of the time, if I played a game, it was just on the handheld. Sometimes I'll just find the. Like, there was times I would go out. My parents would make me go outside, and I would go climb up a tree and sit there and play it in the tree.
What's funny is I like that we can, I guess we're very similar and everything. Like when I went outside, we had a front tree in our front yard, and I climbed it, and there was a specific spot I can sit and lean back, and it was shaded. It was fantastic.
And no one knew where you were.
And no one knew where you were. Not even our neighbors. They didn't even know I was in the tree, and I would just have the volume up, listen to the good 8-bit music of Pokemon, and just playing Pokemon Go. It just, what sucks is, I don't think my kids are going to be able to have that same nostalgia feeling.
For the most part, with how things are nowadays,
I mean, I think I have more, for my son, I think he will have a more better recognition of sentimental feelings and nostalgia feelings because he's my son. He has my DNA and he knows how I feel about video games and first time playing it and reminiscing those things and reminiscing those games you played with your friends or your cousins or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, for example, I know Diablo 4 released, 3 years ago now? 4 years ago? No, 3 years ago. 2.5.
I think two.
I don't know. But I mean, I feel that day one when we played it together. That was, I think it was fun when it first released. After that, the seasons, it was kind of
And their problem, they need to get out of the repetitiveness. That's the only issue with that. Oh, that's a great game. It's just, that's another topic for other stuff, because we can spend probably an hour or two just talking that.
Yeah.
And all the other things, so.
Now, do you think, with all these handhelds coming out, like the first Switch, and then, Switch 2, and you got Xbox coming out with their newer system, do you think the future for companies will be making these powerful handhelds and getting rid of the consoles?
I can see.
Or do you think they're going to, do you think they'll go in a different direction? They'll have handhelds or more pricey, but they're going to be more powerful, like Sony, PlayStation and Xbox. Do you think they'll be making more consoles standard up to PC?
I can see them still sticking around. It's going to be a flip of a coin with a lot of it, all depending. I can see one day, if technology goes right and everything, it could be like the movie Player One and be all just virtual reality. And you go into.
Why'd you pick that? We know we should have said Sword Art Online.
Well, there is even that. But I was just saying that one.
But I don't want to. If I die in a game, I'm dead in real life. Well, I don't want that.
Well, that was only the first season. After that was completed, that,
yeah, but the first season was the best season. Shut up.
In a way, yes, but that's a whole nother topic.
Way too long.
Because I'm thinking of all of the hooks I've seen from the start to the finish. So that there's segments in others, but that would be a whole nother talk thing on anime.
Not having an anime podcast. This is a video game, and then trickled in with other things.
You said it's for nerdy shit, so that's part of it.
Continuing.
Exactly. Back off. Just different community.
I think they're gonna stick how they are. I think they'll stick with the consoles and be at a budgeted pricing, I guess, or for people who don't want to get into a higher end of minimum of $1,500 and up on a system, you know what I'm saying? PCs. I think they'll always have that console, and I think they'll always have a handheld version. I think PlayStation will have a handheld, not this year. I think it might be a next year thing, because they already have the PS5 Pro come out and stuff. I don't know if they'll make another version. If they do, it'll be like a PS5 Slim Pro or whatever. But I don't see that. I think they'll head to a handheld next year. And
too many, then you go back to the whiteboard and Scrub reboot.
Sort of. I mean, they would probably...
Well, they can have the other stuff, but I mean, pretty much, okay, we have those. This sold this. This is all this. What can we do with X, Y, Z, and
put far Q as, in? As far as we know, they might have another state of play, and it could be solely on freaking their next handheld. We don't have a freaking clue for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
It could be Xbox's handheld releases holiday season, which is probably like November, and then Sony announces they're making a handheld, and they announce it within the next few months or by the end of the year, and it comes out beginning of next year. We won't have a clue. That would be nice, because then we know that they were already set up for it and progressing for that. Now, this is funny. I just put this in here because I have every nephew and son and niece.
Shadow.
I guess, I mean, I don't think Shadow. I think he does it on his phone, but I guess...
That will count into it, because technically tablets could be phones in a way.
Do you consider tablet gamers part of the handheld gaming
community? Yeah. I see it as that. It's a handheld.
I mean, the Switch is technically a tablet.
Yeah.
And it's a handheld with the things. I mean, you can put my phone into my controller that I have upstairs, and I was playing Destiny Rising on it, and... I think technically any little flat screen like a tablet or your phone.
Yeah, it's all part of the same.
I think it's still, you're still part of the gaming community. I think however you play a video game, you're part of the gaming community.
Yeah.
Now, do you think handhelds will be obsolete?
Only way they'll be
obsolete as in
less played or
like. This was the last Switch 2, or that's going to be the only Xbox handheld, or PlayStation will never make another PSP, you know, like...
I see it only being obsolete in two scenarios. One, the world ends, and there's just the end. Or two, we're going Iron Man style, and everything's just going to be like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. I control my hands through the damn... just in front
so
of
you're me. You're saying my glasses, I put my glasses on... I'm playing a freaking video game through the glasses, which those actually exist.
But I'm saying that's the only way it's really, it comes where it's like projected out and everything. And it's all just all.
I think handhelds will be obsolete once the technology is so far down the road. And that's when you can wear my glasses and have a mode or something. And you're playing Call of Duty.
That's pretty much...
With just like... I don't know how to think about it. Like, you're just... Everything's here, and it's like you're playing remote style, but with zero latency.
Yeah.
That's like down the road. That's super far. I mean, that's further than Tony Stark making tech.
You never know. I'm going to say yes, because, well... We thought by the time we were this age, well, we'd have flying cars like the Jetsons, but...
That is freaking true, and you guys are idiots. The human race is dumber than they think.
Look at me and you.
I'm smarter than the average person, but God. The average person finds out the smartest man is just as dumb as them.
Yeah.
Listen, the smartest man alive has to pay someone to play his video games to let him progress. Think about who I'm thinking of. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
And that's sad.
That's just how the world works. So, it's more of a pipe dream type thing. Will it ever happen?
I think handhelds... I mean, handhelds will forever be out there. But there will be a certain point where handhelds will be stopped being produced. On a regular basis. So, like, let's just say you only have 5 more years of production of the Switch 2. And we're done. No more Switches. No more Xbox handhelds. No more PlayStation handhelds. And that's where I think that nostalgia of it and the I guess, the marketing. And listen, I'm a person who's going to buy a $90 game for a handheld that's been out for 20 years. Ish.
Like that.
Fire Red, remember? I bought it. Literally, you told me, hey, Fire Red's up here in the case. And I had no excuse of not buying it because, one, it was my birthday. Two, I already told myself if I found one, I was going to buy it. I don't know. If you tell me as PSP was in a case, it, like, freaking this replay, yes, I'll probably buy it. Now, what would make handhelds have longevity in the future of gaming? Since if we talk about them being obsolete and blah, blah, blah.
What they can do.
That's... What's the longevity of it? Like, do you think it's going to be like the features that they put in the handheld or the like
if longevity of it? If you can make a handheld do what a console can do for the most part, so you give them that even playing field of, do you want to play it on... like this, wherever you are, or do you want to just be able to come home from work and sit and just relax on the TV and play, or on a computer screen, whatever, then that's what's going to give it time. Have a good battery, obviously, because, well, that's going to be obviously needed for a long time play. And
yeah, longevity, I was saying more like the format, the use of the handheld, like, not like the basic things that everybody wants. Like, the longevity of it is, makes sense for what you said. Like, if it's going to be just as powerful as a console, it will be, sorry for the stuttering and everything and glitching out, but, like, the powerfulness of the handheld as a console is definitely longevity, because it makes the player want to play it anywhere and everywhere. So, like, if I went on vacation and shoot, I want to finish Expedition 33, I can do that on the beach in Florida. That's, I feel like that's longevity. Having the powerfulness of a console in your hand.
Well, that and keep evolving. Once they stop, that's when things aren't. Eventually just get old, and depends if they stay or not go.
It's true. That's what I mean. Like, if you look at all the longevity of Nintendo in their handhelds, like, you can see the progression. Like, they changed so much over the years. Like, you had the Game Boy. Then you had the Game Boy Color. Then you had the Game Boy Advance. Which, I mean, the Game Boy Advance just did, it performed better, and it had more color. Then, the Advance just made it better because you had, like, these add-ons that you can do, like, the, we just talked about earlier, the nightlight, and then, like, you could had a extended battery thing to it or something, a better grip, and then they, Pokemon games did more of the trading stuff. And then you had the Game Boy SP, then it evolved into the Game Boy 3DS, then they made the 2DS because the 3DS sucked for my eyeballs. So I got the 2DS. I hated the 3DS. Before that, actually before the 2DS, the 2DS and 3DS, you had the Nintendo DS. Then you had the 3DS, 2DS, then you had the Switch. Right? Am I missing another handheld in there? No. We had the Switch.
From Nintendo, I'm not sure, but I think that's about it. I don't know. There's a long list of, if you had all the handhelds. That's
like the progression of Nintendo handhelds, which, if I'm going to say anything, I think Nintendo is going to be the one that will always find a way to progress their handhelds in some form or way. Whether it be simple magnetic click-on handhelds, or it's better resolution, or if it's a better docking system, or if they found a smaller, foldable, compact, mobile version, which I'm surprised that hasn't happened. What if we had the Switch in a Galaxy Z Flip phone. You know when you know that phone that.
It's what my wife has.
Yeah, that thing, but in like a Switch format. But the remember the Game Boy Micro.
Oh yeah.
But like. The Switch and it folds, but then you can have like your little carrying case and you had the like little baby slide on controllers.
Well, heck, like the SP, you had a connect into it and you can have three games all in one. You just flick the Switch which one you wanted to go to.
Well, Switch, I think I have one upstairs that you plug it into your dock. You can put in all the games you want, and when you dock your Switch, it reads all the games, and you can select which one you want to play. Which is cool. But don't do that for the Switch 2, because...
That'll break it.
It breaks it. Yeah, longevity, I think, is just always going to be the production, the internals of the console, their handheld. Whether it just performs better, has better lighting... Different form factors. I think it just will forever last. I think handhelds will forever last. Just because we have handhelds that are handheld emulators. And a lot of people like those. I have another guy from work bought a handheld. And he was actually playing Parasite Eve from PlayStation 1 on this little handheld. And which is super cool. Yeah, handhelds, whether it's emulator handhelds or first-party handhelds, I think they'll forever last. Now, final little topic. Do you think handhelds will be going digital game, physical, or both in the future? Or present? Because technically, kind of starting, it's been happening, but we're seeing it a lot more often now, especially with the Switch 2.
Yeah.
And now with the handheld Xbox.
They'll probably be both for the most part, but the physical is going to dwindle down, and it's going to be more on, I would say, probably fan base, if they're going to bother with it or not, because we are getting more into digital. We are in the digital age, and we're just getting more with that, so it's eventually going to take over fully, and you'll get like 100 copies, physical copies made, or more or less, depending on the base that fans are on, and that's all there's going to be. It's kind of like, for example, is card collecting, like with Magic with the serial cards.
What was sad is I think they need to do some kind of weird statistics with the amount of people that live in the world, whatever the average is in a family, and say, certain amount of consoles, not consoles, I guess, maybe consoles and games, there's always going to be like a set limit. And if you're SOL, you're SOL. For example, like recently the secret layer of Final Fantasy cards, and I was trying to get it, and everything was just like sold out. I mean, I don't think the Japanese stuff was, but I wanted the English, and it was sold out within like, I mean, half hour, 40 minutes. And now that stuff is going to be like 3-4 times the price that you originally buy it for. I agree with you. I think it's going to be both, but only time will tell for it going to be digital.
Nintendo's already trying to go more digital, so...
Yeah, which is crazy. But they've, I think, produced the most physical games of all time. Personally, that's how I look at it is. Actually, I don't know. That's a good thing to look up one time and see who has like the most produced physical copies of all time. That is a cool thing to think about. Because now I'm second guessing it could be PlayStation.
All right.
It would be, it has to be PlayStation or Nintendo has the most. Because I think Nintendo, let alone, has like the most handheld game produced. That's why I think they might have the most produced games. And but PlayStation, they print the crap out of their games. From PS1 and PS2, jeez.
Oh yeah, there was quite a lot. So yeah, that's probably more of a deep research one.
No, just making it simple.
Well, because you know,
2 minute TikTok saying,
"Hey." Well, I'm saying going and looking at it, and that's going to take a lot of digging around because you want to cross reference it with other things to make sure that those stats are right or close to right.
You're right, and then I can cross reference all my people who comment on TikTok saying that that's not an actual real game; that was just emulation or ROM. So
yeah, it. That's,
that's me just stabbing at TikTok and getting the stupid commenters. God. That's it for this episode. I appreciate you guys listening. Catch us all on our Twitch channels. Mine's just twitch.tv/Havilan. This is /Azriel. Yep. All the links will be below in the YouTube. You should be able to find this episode on YouTube. Should find it on all podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. There's 1,000 other podcast platforms. I'm not going to name every single one of them. Normally, I just say Spotify or Apple Podcasts. But hope you guys have a good day. We'll catch you on the next episode.
See ya.